podcasting for writers and other creative entrepreneurs. A new ebook by award-winning travel writer and novelist C.M. Mayo, author of the novel The Last Prince of the Mexican Empire, and host of the podcast series Conversations with Other Writers and Marfa Mondays.
Podcasting can seem a mite intimidating. Pod? Cast? When I first heard the word, I imagined something either sort of hard-shelled and outer spacey, or maybe sitting at the edge of a pond, tiddlywinking peas. A podcast is just an online audio, and less commonly, video, file. It could be of a deeply probing interview, a bunch of kids singing Kumbaya, or say, you reading from your novel. It could be a single file you're reading on March 17th, 2013, or say, a radio show style of interviews with fellow horror novelists, one posted each Saturday on the tour. Possibilities. The technology for listening to these files in any kind of practical way was not widely available until just a few years ago when Apple's iPod hit the stores. As for recording and editing, that had long been the province of what seemed an esoteric fraternity, those guys with huge earphones clapped around their skulls, who spend their days locked into soundproof rooms, fiddling with dials and switches, and all the while, one imagines, hanging out with guitarists in mutton chops and leather vests. As for reading a novel aloud, for a cassette or a CD, wasn't that the province of professional actors and voiceover artists? Well, the gates have been flung open as the technology for both listening to and making podcasts is now available both economically and practically to almost anyone with an internet connection. I am not a super techie person. I'm a literary writer. So how did I end up podcasting? Offering a workshop on podcasting, and now turning that into this ebook. Without intending to, I dove headfirst into podcasting in 2009. All I wanted to do was make available online a recording of my lecture at the Library of Congress about the original archival research behind my novel, The Last Prince of the Mexican Empire. The novel is closely based on such a strange story. A half-American toddler made heir presumptive to the throne of Mexico. And when lost in archives and obscured behind a mist of prejudice and more than 150 years of misunderstandings, that I feared many people, including professional historians, would have a hard time taking the story seriously. But hey, a lecture on my original archival research at the Library of Congress? Wouldn't that get people's beanies twirling? I did it again with my lecture on the prince's Washingtonian roots at the Historical Society of Washington, D.C., and then, a little while later, when I was on a panel on the writing life at the Artlantic Festival Conference at the Writers' Center near Washington, D.C., I thought, shoot, why not record this, too? I brought along my digital recorder and, of course, first asked the other writers, the moderator, the organizers, do you mind? Unanimous delight. Shortly thereafter, when I was invited to give a talk, 12 Tips to Help You Hang in There and Finish Your Novel, for the Writer Center's Leesburg First Friday series in Virginia, Same thing. I brought a recorder. No problem. I added that podcast to my writing workshop page, thinking it might prove helpful to my students and anyone else who surfed on in. Then it occurred to me that I could make yet another podcast by simply reading an excerpt from my travel memoir of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, Miraculous Air. I already had a video trailer and a web page for that book. Wouldn't a podcast be a fun way to help promote it? Bingo! In a matter of a couple of weeks, one of my podcasts had 50 downloads, and the other, I'm still not sure why, though I suspect some mentions on a listserv, over 1,500 downloads. Over the next several months, I continued making more podcasts, learning to edit, roughly, to splice in clips of music and sound, and figuring out how to deal with this eye-crossing thing called RSS feed. On my main website, sammayo.com, I created a podcast page for Miraculous Air, another for the Spanish version of my novel, El Último Príncipe del Imperio Mexicano, and yet another for my collection of 24 Mexican writers on Mexico, Mexico, a Traveler's Literary Companion. So up until this point, podcasting was all about promoting my books, my writing workshops, and I realize now the urgent task of learning how to think about and handle digital multimedia as a writer. In the fall of 2011, I had an epiphany. But first, a little background. After writing Miraculous Air, a memoir of my travels through Baja California's remote desert oases and valleys, interspersed with research and interviews, all a joy to do, I wanted to write another, this one about Far West Texas. But I knew, alas, that no matter how good it is, as any literary agent will tell you, selling a travel memoir to a commercial publisher may not be trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip, but it's darned close. If you've been to a writer's conference or read some how-to books on publishing nonfiction, they'll tell you to first whip up a book proposal. That's a good approach for most commercial nonfiction, but not literary travel memoir. I really, really, really wanted to write about Far West Texas, however. So I pondered and pondered how to build some serious interest in it before bringing the manuscript to my agent. Of course, because I'd done it for Miraculous Air by placing articles in the Los Angeles Times, Wall Street Journal, and various literary magazines, that did occur to me. But today, as a strategy for making the book saleable, this only goes so far, and not very. What could attract readers to my website, to my work, to sign up for my newsletter as I was writing the book? Podcasts. I would be interviewing people anyway, so why not share some of those recordings en route? Rather than flesh out the idea on paper, I sat down at my laptop and in a single Saturday made a website. I called it Marfa Mondays Podcasting Project 2012 to 2013, exploring Marfa, Texas and environs in 24 podcasts.
Tune in for Marfa Mondays with your host, CM Mayo, at cmmayo.com/podcasts.
was a watershed moment for me as a writer. You see, I'd grown up in a world without the internet. Although I was early to start using email in the mid-1990s and to make my web page in 1999, these things came along more than a decade after I'd finished college. My concept of what it meant to be a writer was straight out of the 19th century. Dickens, Flaubert, Wharton, and continuing the tradition into the 20th, Fitzgerald, Hemingway, Flannery O'Connor. You wrote, maybe with a word processor, okay, but you didn't mess around with PR. Your publisher took care of that, right? This ignores Walt Whitman's spectacularly shameless hucksterism, but never mind. Having a web page was kind of narcissistic. And anyway, how to design one? Technically, it was challenging, and a whole new profession of people was charging thousands of dollars to design them, and in my opinion, for writers, generally not very well. Author websites were, and many still are, confusing to navigate, fussy, ugly, and aesthetically incongruent with the writer's work itself. Anyway, you wouldn't guess it today when it seems every writer has a website, blog, Facebook page, Twitter feed, opt-in newsletter. But back then, a lot of writers, especially the older and more literary ones, pinched their noses at anything digital. Would Wharton have a website? Would Dickens blog? Would Flaubert tweet? Flash forward to 2012. A writer is a storyteller. A printed book, letters and images on paper, cut and sewn and bound between covers, is just one technology, a wonderful and enduring one, I grant you. But the printed book stands alongside ebooks, and now that we can, by our little lonesome selves, make podcasts, we can go, to steal the words of Captain Kirk, where no writer has gone before. It is truly awesome that whether rich or struggling, famous or new, we writers can project our voices instantly all over the world and available to listeners at any time. But you don't have to be Captain Kirk. If I can podcast, so can you. This ebook contains everything I have learned in making more than 30 podcasts of various kinds over the past 3 years, molded into an easy-peasy 10 steps, along with some fancy-schmancy. By easy-peasy, I mean my great-grandma could do this, and with the change from her grocery shopping, if she were alive. Alas, she was born before the dawn of the 20th century, but you get what I mean. As for money, assuming you already have a laptop and access to the internet, we're talking pennies, or even free. Fancy schmancy might mean just a little souped up. Great grandma would want to put on her glasses and have a cup of coffee first, or it might involve substantially more time and or more effort and or more than the change from grocery shopping. Maybe we're talking shoe shopping. Maybe even Italian shoe shopping. In this book, I'm going to be treating podcasting as primarily audio. That's all going to change, no doubt. And as it does, we podcasters can surf that wave where it takes us. more video, poetry reciting holograms. Well, nifty thing that with podcasting, we're up on the surfboard, not hanging back on the asphalt of the parking lot, or imagining that it's all about tiddlywinking peas.
Podcasting for writers and other creative entrepreneurs. A new ebook by award-winning travel writer and novelist C.M. Mayo. Available from Dancing Chiva. Learn more at dancingchiva.com. Visit C.M. Mayo and learn more about the ebook Podcasting for Writers and Other Creative Entrepreneurs at www.cmmayo.com. Download this ebook onto your Kindle or iPad and launch your adventure into podcasting now.